it's so stupid.
Unique.
Should be spelled with a K.
I don't know. I just like throwing the U in there for no reason. I guess it doesn't matter because letters are just.
Well, it's just like UNIQUE.
QUE.
I'm telling you, just make a letter that's just get just what?
Just get real.
Get real.
Be so for real with me right now. Mm-hmm. Q what is it? The rule? I before
I before E except after C except nothing. That's a lie.
You is it just the if there, rule?
It's often E before I.
That one,
regardless of the C.
That one has never helped me a day in my life because I'm so in my head. I'm like, no, that can't be right. That I'll do the opposite one. Chiefs. It's always E I to me, even though I know it's I E.
Do you know? Can you spell necessary?
N E C E S S A R. R-Y?
I don't know.
Okay. It's fine.
But that one always gets me.
Restaurant. Done
that
for.
That one's good.
Toast.
R-E-S-T-U-R-A-N-T.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That's exactly what it means to me.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Yeah, the Q-U-E kicked my ass. Wait. It's so weird this came up.
Why?
Do you know what? You know what kicked me out of the spelling bee in third grade that will stick with me to this day. I was in third place.
Is it Quran? That's what got me. Which was stupid, by the way, because there's so many alternative spellings.
Right. You could have been like I.
There is no like technically no like correct spelling. So put me back in.
Take them to file a class action.
I could.
I
sorry. What was your word?
Mosquito. Mosquito. Now I have to say it.
That's hard. And that's not your fault.
No, it isn't hard. It isn't hard.
No, but the way that we pronounce it is not the way that we spell it.
Mosquito. Mosquito.
How'd you spell it? M-U?
No, I just missed the U.
Yeah, because why would you and you need to be together?
Wait. M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O. Mosquito.
Yeah.
But it's, no, I had to say it like that now because it's mosquito. Be serious for 1 second with your spelling.
That's what I'm saying. The Q-U. Although it does help me on the crossword.
That is some BS.
Because it's like I automatically, if there's a Q, oh, I can fill in a U. Yeah. I'm one step closer to finishing my goal. Yeah.
Wow, that's some lazy bones crossword.
No, that's just editing. Strategy, babe.
My bad. Call it what you want. Call it what you want. Call a spade a spade.
All good.
Speaking of, that freaking trend, is it happening everywhere or only on Twitter where it's like, situation, look between this letter and this letter on your keyboard. Look between STF and U on your keyboard. That's what I have to say to you.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Look between Z and C on your keyboard. And there's an HI in between them. Hi.
Oh. It's like the new age, like boobs on your calculator.
It's the most Facebook trend that's ever taken the rest of the apps by storm. It's like it'll be like a picture. It's like if she has, I forget, something with hoes. I don't know.
Yeah, people just like the trends
if,
recently.
If she has an A in her name, look between these two letters on your keyboard, and it's ho.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
Did
you just make
loud?
That up?
No.
Oh.
People are incels on Twitter. Oh funny. My God. It just did make me cry kind of a little bit, though.
Because it's so stupid.
She has an A in her name. Slut.
Who doesn't have an A in their name? Me.
Good, wholesome chica. But you know what you do have in your name?
Double O.
Yeah, you know what they say about double O's.
Huge
you better
huge.
Run, boys. She's crazy.
What do I have in my name?
An E.
Silent.
Oh my God. You know what they say about silent E's?
Yeah. What? Tell me, though.
Good riddance. I'm leaving.
If you saw Brooke spelled without an E, like, what would your gut reaction be?
Parents smoked cigarettes when they were pregnant.
Okay. I feel the same way about C-O-N-N-E-R.
Yeah.
Period.
That gives That gives like, I'm going to get drunk and make a scene on an airplane.
But C-O-N-N-O-R could do that too, probably.
In Ireland. Yeah.
Why is that specific to Ireland?
O'Connor.
No, I'm thinking of you.
That's my Irish accent. That's why I never get a call back on any roles.
Have you had to do an Irish accent for?
No, never. But I somehow always find myself trying to. O'Connor.
Are you any Irish?
Oh, I can do it. I can do it. Welcome to Paddy's, where you don't need a pot. No. Where you don't need a pot of gold to get sloppy. I can't know.
Are you any part Irish, or do you just
yeah,
like?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, probably. My skin.
Yeah, probably. I really want you to get a DNA test.
I know. I should have just swabbed my mouth when I did Max's and put it in there.
That's actually fun to do. Just
let me just see
I'm
what
so
it comes
curious
back
what they
with.
Would do with that.
What if it came back and it was like, you're half black? I'm like, oh, okay, yeah. Cool. Where were we going today?
Probably nowhere.
Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make mm-hmm. a Podcast. Mm-hmm. I've started to dig a hole twice today, and I'm gonna unbury myself and let Brooke talk for a little bit. But we're excited
we got out
you're
of
here.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited to see you.
I'm excited to see you.
I haven't seen you in forever.
It feels that way, but I saw you last week.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
How have you been since I last saw you?
I've been good. What happened over the week? I guess. Because we filmed early last week. That's why it feels long. Didn't we?
Yeah.
We did.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I went to DC. Was that last week?
Wow. Oh, yeah. And you were just like loving the architecture there, huh?
Oh, I went to DC and Boston. That's what I did.
How were they?
DC is a gorgeous city.
I've only been once to the school trip to the Holocaust Museum. There's probably so much more of DC to see.
There is. There's so much more of DC to see.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of stuff. So I want to be completely, I almost said platonic, transparent here. I didn't know. So I had a friend that texted me and was like, hey, I see you're in DC. I come to the Capitol and I'll give you a tour of the Capitol tomorrow. And I was like, sweet. Because I had the whole day to kill because my shows weren't till nighttime. Uh-huh. And I had two one night, two the next night.
The Capitol building?
The Capitol of the United States. The Capitol of the United States,
okay.
Comma, building.
Okay, so the White House? Are they not the same thing?
Brooke, they're not the same thing. Brooke, I said, cool, I'll be there in 7 minutes. I'm staying right around the corner. I type in the address, 20 minutes. I go, hey, I think you sent me the wrong address. I see the Capitol building. And she's like, that's the White House.
Connor, I literally had no idea. Is that common knowledge? Probably. I thought when they stormed the Capitol, they were heading into the White House.
Brooke, me too. I said, Brooke, me too. You know what I posted on my Snapchat story?
What?
This is embarrassing. I thought it was huge. I go, this is our Capitol building?
So is the Capitol building that thin?
Is the Capitol building for ants? No, it was crazy. And that's just like the president's house, the quarters.
Can you pull up the Capitol building?
Brooke, the Capitol building is the dome with the...
You're lying.
No. Oh my God. No. You and I, I'm so glad. Listen,
so that's the White House.
No. I know. I thought the same damn thing. Look at the White House. There's no dome.
They should be different colors.
100%.
Yeah. They should be different
colors.
That's the
same picture.
That's not our fault.
That's the same picture.
Like a White House is a White House. It's a White House.
That's Taylor Swift's house. That's where she grew up. It looks like her...
Her Rhode Island.
Her Rhode Island house. When she talks about the town that raised, or the yeah. asylum that raised yeah. her, it's like this giant mansion.
Can I say something
yeah.
about Taylor Swift, actually? Or
yeah, do it. Do it.
Or
yeah.
should I wait until you're done?
I feel like that might be a dive-in situation.
Okay, I'd like to actually dive into that later, okay. But continue with the Capitol building.
It's kind of it. I'll just roll through really quickly because I have things to say about DC. Loved DC.
Yeah.
It was
I'd love to really kind of explore the space.
There was like one area... That was like where the Capitol and all of that stuff was where like I was looking around, I was like, these people have jobs. Jobs.
They like real people live in DC.
Real people with real jobs. They're wearing suit and tie.
People in DC would hate us.
Brooke, hate, despise. I'm going on a run. It's 5 p.m. by the way. You know, like I got in, I checked in my hotel, I'm like, I'm gonna go on a run for the shows at 8. Here I am outside in shorts. I felt like a whore. Like everyone's leaving work. Like they're like looking at me like this, like, whoa. Like he has a tattoo that's showing. Like I felt like, yeah, it was insane. I'm walking and they're like looking at my legs and I was like,
That would make me hate DC.
No, no.
Did you like being exposed like that?
I loved being a piece of meat. It was, so I go, I don't know how to frame this.
Take your time.
This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is brought to you by Booking.com. Booking.yeah. From relaxing beach resorts to remote mountain cabins, with so many choices across the U.S., you can book whoever you want to be.
Booking.com knows that people and travelers are multifaceted, so they offer a wide breadth of places and accommodations so that you can lean into a different side of yourself depending on where you go. Book a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side, or book a five-star hotel to indulge your luxury side. There's so many possibilities.
You know what I'm doing right here?
What?
Taking a wide breath.
Oh.
Just like booking.com.
I think that's a different kind of breath when you spell it with a D like that.
We don't have to cut hairs.
But I get it.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Right. I've obviously got a couple trips planned.
Obviously.
Yeah. Post-tour. I'm excited. I'm going to lean into the casual traveler side.
I love
you. Because I don't want to do anything. I want them to plan it, and I'm just going to know, lean back, sit back, and just know everything's going to work out. That's kind of my vibe moving into the summer. This spring, check out booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S. Book whoever you want to be on booking.com. Booking.yeah. No, that's it. That's it. I just love that they all had real jobs. There's never been a place that's more polar opposite than L.A., though. Like, everyone is hustling, and like more than New York. They were like on their, they were all
it's
on
like
their
all
way.
All politics too.
Yeah.
So that's like very suit and tie and
100%
profesh.
100%.
New York, you have some creatives. I feel like the creatives don't live in DC, and that's not, I don't mean that in a derogatory way.
Well, so the next day before my Capitol tour, I went and walked the other direction because I was going to a bookstore.
Did your friend
that.
Work in the Capitol?
Works at the Capitol.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she works for like a Speaker of the House or something. I can't remember. I don't know what anyone's called. Before you like feel like she a lot, I think it's, she doesn't work for the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Sorry.
Oh, so you do know the Speaker of the House.
I do know because I saw his name
Connor,
on a plaque.
I don't know.
Well, I'm looking at people that do know shit and they're saying like, your friend works for that person. Like, I don't know who they work for.
You're good.
I just saw I just saw the area we were in. I don't know, names and stuff.
That's,
works for someone like a...
hey, she works in politics. Let's call
a representative.
Let's
I don't know. From somewhere. I don't know. I have no idea. And was able to take me... I saw the like House floor and like that was cool. Like all these places only exist on like House of Cards.
So
to me.
Where did that guy film the sex tape? In the Capitol building?
In either the Senate floor
or the White
or the House floor.
So
in
the Capitol building. See, this whole time I thought it was like
in the White House.
In the White House adjacent to Joe Biden's bedroom.
Mm-mm. If you're unfamiliar with what Brooke is talking about, I'll walk you through it. There was a man that was that there's, I guess there's a Reddit subgroup of men that hook up in and around government buildings, and there's a thread where they like hook up in the Capitol building and they film it and they post it, and it's like a kinky thing. And they did it on the Senate or House floor. Wait.
No, on the table.
No, the floor is the room. They were doing
like
it.
Like the level?
Okay. If anyone is like not, if English is not your first language, it's going to be very confusing. They did it.
Or if English is
in a
first
room,
language.
In a room called the House floor on the table in the House floor.
Okay.
Oh my, that's the hardest sentence ever if you were like learning English.
Or if you just speak it.
Yeah. You're right, if you turn left, you're going to hit the House floor and then you're going to sit on the table and we're going to have sex on it.
Yeah.
That would be confusing.
I love when he was like, if you have a problem with this, then you're homophobic.
Right. Basically, he posted it and then 150%. Got caught, and this whole thread was exposed. I think it wasn't a Reddit thread, actually. I think it was like
it was Twitter.
No, I think it was, well, Twitter is where it got posted, but I think that there's like a Telegram group, which is like encrypted messaging app that is completely private. Obviously, if you work at the government building and you're using government Wi-Fi, the United States of America's Wi-Fi, they probably have access to even your encrypted messages, I would say. So they were able to see his butthole.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, the main guy was actually topping, so you didn't see his butthole.
My bad.
You're good. Sorry. I think the guy that worked there was.
I guess I got them mixed up.
You didn't see butthole footage of him.
Damn. Hmm? Well, anyways, my tour was awesome. I didn't see them. But it was really cool.
Whatever happened to George Santos, by the way? That is a trend.
Let's do a George Santos
check-in. He literally
disappeared.
What is going on with him? Peripheral.
19 hours ago. He's still kind of in the news.
But like, Santos, I haven't heard of him.
Ends congressional bid for New York's first district. Seems like he's still completely working for the government.
Yeah.
Based on that sentence.
Or trying to.
Well, if he ends congressional bid for New York's first district, sounds like he's actively employed. He was trying to run and now he's not. This was 19 hours ago. He tried to run and he didn't make it.
Cross the finish.
Can we ask, is George Santos still employed? Is George Santos still slaying it at the government level? slaying?
I don't think he is, Connor. I think he's been let go.
Oh, can we? Is George Santos a member of Congress? George Anthony DeVolder Santos is an American politician. He served at the U.S. Representative for New York's 3rd Congress District, January to December 2023, before he was expelled from Congress. Oh, less than 1 year.
Yeah.
He had a good run. Can we click on that second one? How tall is George Santos? I am just curious. 6'3". Wow. He was truly a force to be reckoned with, and he'll probably continue to be from prison.
No, he's completely... He's going on podcasts.
I know, but so did Anna Delvey.
From prison.
She's having dinner parties at her house and like vlogging them via Vogue.
She's out though, right?
Yeah, she's at home.
Yeah.
I think if you can pull off a heist against rich people and like the average Joe isn't affected, more power to you.
I agree.
Go off. It doesn't affect them.
Yeah.
Cry me a river and wipe it with your dollars.
Your dollar bills.
Yeah.
Totally.
Okay. So DC was cool.
Yeah.
I was the most underdressed person by not shocking at all at the mm-hmm. Capitol. I didn't know, like, every single man was in a jacket, because at least a sport right. coat. I was in a sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, here's something. On my way out to go to DC, I was like, you know, because I had just gotten back from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to
Nashville to LA and then back to DC.
Which makes total sense.
Yeah.
If you look at a map.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen a map, you know that that makes sense.
You know that that's the logical route.
I'm getting so many miles and that's all that matters.
That is really nice. How many miles do you have? Do you know?
Like, I don't know. Not any at all. I don't know.
Are you using the same airline?
Mm-mm. I've got like 4 miles on every airline.
Have you been booking it through Amex Travel though?
We did this last week. No, I haven't.
Connor.
But it's okay. I checked that the points still go through when you use your Amex.
Oh, we did go through this. You are so scary because you will land in a destination without a place to stay.
Yeah, because you get their booster deal on the day of, and it's like, we'll give you this, the Four Seasons for $50. It's crazy. It's crazy.
I could never live like that.
I know. It's not relaxing.
No, I have to be the most relaxed.
That's why, yeah, whatever. So I was like, I'm going to wash my clothes from Nashville so that my bag just smells like Diva Wash when I get into my hotel. I unzip and it's like,
mm-hmm.
oh. And so I wash my clothes. And now I'm like, I don't want to wait for my dryer. I got to get up. I got to be at the airport at 7. So I put it in the dryer and my bag's unzipped. I'm like, I just go out and dump it in a dump sack into my duffel. And then.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, you lost me for a second. You did put it in the dryer or you did
it's
not?
It's in the dryer. But I was like, I'm going to go to sleep while the dryer runs. I'm not going to wait up for the dryer to pack my bag. I'll just pack it in the morning.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Zip my bag, go to the airport.
I thought you were going to put the wet clothes into the sack.
No. No. So I get to DC and I have so much time because I'm staying like near the venue and I'm like, I'm going to head to the venue. No pants, not a single pair of pants.
Because you left them in the dryer?
Because they were at home.
In the dryer. Yeah.
No pants. So then I was late to the first show in DC because I had to sprint to H&M in shorts and get pants.
Yeah.
Which didn't fit. It was psychotic. Then go to DC. The shows in DC were really fun. Then I go to Boston. Boston is awesome too. It was pouring rain. I got to go to the freaking Boston Tea Party ship and have tea on it. And then I dumped into the harbor.
Can I say something crazy?
Yeah.
If we ever go on tour, we can't go to Boston.
I understand. Everyone thought that you were going to show up there. And I was like, she hates Boston.
I was like looking at your stories and I had like complete nausea. I've never been back and I don't think I can.
I'm having such a great time on these solo trips, especially on the East Coast, because there's so much history that I make up, you know, like I just fill in the stories from what I remember from fourth grade. And then I go and I went on the Boston Tea Party tour. And I went and looked at the old house.
I always forget, like, when you're not from the East Coast, you just, like, really are missing that, like, chunk of history,
American history. You know, when you go to school in Texas, you do Texas history. We're so obsessed with ourselves that it's, like, Texas history. I'm like, we learned this last year, too. Uh-huh. Like, I already know this. And everyone was like, did you not make the pilgrimage to Washington, D.C. in high school? No. We went to Washington on the Brazos, which is just, like, a bunch of log cabins on a mud river, and they're like, there's copperhead snakes here, and then also some lady made the Texas flag over there, and then it's like, okay, great. And then you go back to school on the bus.
This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. I usually love spring, but struggle with allergies, which aren't the most fun. Luckily, with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, I can say bring on the blooms and face allergies head on.
Bring on the blooms, y'all. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. I'm obsessed with Kleenex because they're like little clouds of comfort for my nose, and they're always there when I need them. For this allergy season, grab a Kleenex and face allergies head on. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no like, hey, what about America?
Right.
You know?
Right.
For as like USA baby as they are, like, I don't know shite about the rest of the United States besides Texas.
And I feel like Texas, like, there's important history there with, actually, I don't want to get into it just due to not wanting to show the knowledge in my head.
We could cut that.
Important history there. That I know.
Of course there is.
That I know.
Of course there is.
And let's leave it at that.
Yeah. But yeah, that was kind of it. And then I came home. It was great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Me?
Yes. I'm always picture when I say that was it, I'm going, you're in. Like I'm tapping you in.
I'm getting a little bit scared just by how all the days are blending together. Because as far as like I think of it, the last time I saw you, there's been like one day in between, and I just do this, like I just do the same thing.
It's been nine.
That's like, I'm terrified. I need to be doing more with the situation that I've been given, with the cards I've been dealt.
The cards you've been dealt.
Yeah. I would say right now I'm working with like two pair.
You know what? I just watched Ocean's 11.
11?
12. And is there 12? Is there one with 12? I'm on the third one. So like I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The movies? Oh, Brooke, you should watch these movies.
No, but how does that have to do with anything that we've been talking about?
It's about Vegas and cards. And you were talking about the cards you were dealt.
I was talking about that metaphorically, like with my life.
Yeah, but you said two pairs.
Okay. Well, 100%. Yep. So anyway, you know what I have been doing? I've been reading a lot, of course. And I've been really struggling to watch TV recently just because nothing over 30 seconds can hold my attention, which is like devastating because TV used to be my safe haven. Like I just loved planting in front of the TV and rotting
away.
Now I read, which is actually like objectively better. But I like it's like scary just in terms of my attention span. But I started watching White Collar. I feel like a bad person. And here, like, I don't consider myself shallow at all. Like, I really do consider, like, I looks really don't, you know, I have only really liked ugly people in my life, like romantically. Like I just gravitate towards like more of like the not like conventionally attractive people and in real life. And also just like with my celebrity crushes, like, yes, of course, they're like good looking, but it's really like I fall in love with their personality, right, and maladaptive daydream that I know them personally before I can really fall in love with them. I'm like so addicted to Matt Bomer's face because I started watching White Collar?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on episode 14. I don't know his character's name. I don't know the plot of the show. My whole camera roll is just pictures of my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm feeling like this is maybe like what men feel like when they're objectifying women. Like I'm objectifying him so bad and I don't mean to, but he is like a work of art and I want to enjoy the show. I think it's probably a great show. I've heard great things about it. I can't get past his face.
Well, he's striking.
And in White Collar,
that's like
specifically,
this is like someone who like you type in man on ChatGPT and it's like, oh, here's one. Here's actually the man.
No, I literally just got to the end of like the 10th episode and it was like really like something clearly had happened. And I was like, wait, what? And I was watching the whole thing.
Can I say something too?
Yeah, I'd like you.
You know, when we say like, don't put me in a room with a man.
Yeah.
If I was in a room with Matt Bomer and someone had a photo, I'd be like, I don't ever want to be next to him at all. Because you would see that I would look like a monster.
I'm really struggling. And it's almost, it's not even
compared to him.
It's not even sexual. It's just like that is like that's a work of art. And I'm struggling to get past it. And for the first time in my life, I'm sympathizing with the people
with
who have gone on TikTok. No, not with them. With the people who have been like, oh, it's like actually not all it cracks up to be like pretty. Usually I've been like, okay, well, fuck you.
Yeah, of course.
Honestly. But I get it. Like, I literally feel horrible. I can't get past his face.
Can you go
like,
up to the top?
Like, I'm not giving his character
that second
any
picture.
Credit.
That is literally how I look at myself after I've had 9 drinks and I'm in the bathroom. I think I look like that. I'll be leaving the bathroom and be like, yup.
Yeah, period. Period.
Like, my hair is up in every direction. I look like I need to speak to the manager and I feel like I look like that.
Oh, I can't imagine what I would do if I felt like I looked like that. I would rule the world. And you know what? He's the greatest guy.
That's literally
insane that he's like a nice person.
Yeah.
He could be the high king of America and the world too.
He's got my vote. That's who should be representing the United States.
Yeah. I'm going to start the show over and close my eyes.
Nice.
Or put on like, oh my God, you know what I need? Weren't they called like Kanye glasses? The glasses that you would get at like bar mitzvahs? You never went to those. But they were
shades.
Like the striped shade.
Yeah.
I need to watch through those.
I had a pair of those.
Or just like completely like blur out my eyesight. Because I think I would love the show. I do love the show.
Yeah.
I'm 14 episodes in. I love it. I don't know anyone's name. His girlfriend is Alexandra Daddario.
Indeed.
Thank God that she wasn't on here post me kind of getting into this Matt Bomer fixation because I would have been so fucking annoying.
God's timing is impeccable.
God's timing works in mysterious ways.
God is good.
But I would still like the opportunity to ask her some questions.
Well, you can.
But as of now, she's
right
kidnapped.
Now.
Yeah. I know, actually, that's true. She's kidnapped right now, so they haven't gotten really any FaceTime. Not even spoiler, that's the first episode. Which I am following.
Good job.
Yeah.
That's good plot, keeping up with.
Yeah. But anyway, that's what I've been doing, is just like looking at Matt Bomer and my book. Doing a lot of observing with the eyes.
I love, like 2024 is the year of looking at stuff.
Yeah.
And realizing things.
Speaking of, did you hear Kylie Jenner's pregnant?
I have.
Apparently.
I've heard
supposedly,
that everywhere.
Via Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
I saw someone tweet, it was like, Kylie Jenner must be the most fertile person in the world to get pregnant from this like dehydrated.
Macklin posted that.
It was Macklin, yeah, which is like so true.
Yeah, he must have some strong swimmers.
No, it's not that. It's that Kylie has like the strongest
eggs. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Eggs.
She must have some strong swimmers.
Yeah.
The eggs are meeting at the entrance.
She's got some crazy follicles.
Meeting at her entrance and saying, welcome in. Let me guide you to the waiting room.
That would be like a funny skit.
I want
it's like POV, like Kylie's eggs.
Okay. Someone told me at one of the shows, and this is relevant to this conversation. Uh-huh. She said her mom got a nose job and she got her mom's nose job.
Did I not
via
talk
DNA
about this?
She said to make sure that I told you that.
Oh, okay.
And she's
there's
like,
no way.
I promise you. So I'd be curious.
Maybe it's like, just like
you're not changing
your
DNA when you get surgery.
No, you're not, Connor.
But if you were to get, I know, but if you were to over and over again, like every lineage, every person in your lineage, like were to get the nose job, like do you think eventually you would?
No, I don't. Well,
so when I hold my phone with my right hand and my pinky has begun to shift and shape shift into like a little shelf for my heavy phone, am I changing my DNA
no,
like that?
No, but you could change the people that you attract. Let's say that like maybe, I'm going to just talk about myself, like the nose that I had before right now, I would have had a harder time finding a mate, okay, evolutionarily.
Yeah.
Okay, so now it's possible that I would attract a mate with a better nose. And that would be passed down to my children.
Interesting.
So the people that I attract would kind of infiltrate the bloodline.
It would be crazy.
I think that's how evolution works.
If Kylie's BBL was passed down to like a young Timothy Chalamet looking man, like huge lips, huge ass, little petite body and wrists.
Yeah.
Like that would just be crazy.
That child though is going to be stunning.
I don't
or
know
not.
Because Kylie, like
she was cute, but she was like,
well, we'll never know what she would have looked like because.
But she was super cute, but just like more normal.
Yeah,
Timmy, I don't think is normal. Timmy is striking.
Striking.
Yeah,
his sharp features.
Yeah, like a falcon.
Exactly.
Yeah,
like a bird of prey.
Yeah,
like I feel like he could probably screech really loudly in the forest.
Like if he was a shifter, falcon.
Like he could do something like that, you know? I feel like he does.
Oh, you can't replicate the same.
Yeah, I can't do it. I feel like he would like easily catch a mouse in a field with his talons and like toss it back.
What animal do you see Kylie being? Let's say it on three. Hold on. We're doing current Kylie.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I don't want to say what I was thinking either because I'm thinking about it. The only thing I can really do is like her butt. Like that's what I'm animalizing, anamorphing.
Okay, I've got one.
Imagine her going into the Animorph books. Okay, I have one, I guess, but it's interesting.
Mine too is interesting. Okay. I swear.
I'll leave set if we have the same answer.
Okay.
Ready? Three, two, one. Ant. I was thinking an ant. Ants like, have big old fat asses.
No,
you know, on the back.
Ant in Bug's Life, yeah. The hot one.
Yeah, everyone wanted to fuck that ant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Leopard?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Kind of just like...
Well, leopards are like...
curvy and fierce.
Leopards are like... Can you type in ant with a fat ass? I just want to see if the internet's on my side here.
Guys, yeah. We're going to take a minute to thank one of today's sponsors, Fume. I know a lot of us probably have bad habits we're trying to kick. Instead of giving up, try switching it up. And Fume is here to help.
What's Fume, you may ask? Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavor air device. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. It's completely natural, and instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors.
Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit.
What a cool addition, the movable parts.
Yeah.
You can fiddle with them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the airflow dial clicks with each turn, which is also satisfying. That's one thing about me is I love to be satisfied. It's also a pretty nice design. It's made of real wood, so you look cool using it, you know?
So you.
Plus, Fume has just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so there's no more losing it around the house. It's built with fidgeting in mind, so you can spin your Fume around on it. I love fidgeting.
Yeah.
We love fidgeting. Yes. This is a good fit.
Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/BNC and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code BNC to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
Yeah, that's her.
That's not her ass. That's something else entirely.
That's
a medical emergency. If I've ever seen one, hold on.
I can't believe that's what comes up when you type an ant with a fat ass on Google. It's called a big butted ant.
That's not her butt, is it?
I think she had some dissolved. I think
that's her baby. That's her baby.
Look,
what is that? What you were thinking of?
No.
Who is that? Do we know her from somewhere? She looks like she'd be in Aladdin.
That's a man.
Sorry.
Guru Ant's big dick ass.
What website is this?
Ooh, yeah, I don't think we should be on this at work. Deviant Art.
What's that thing? What are those things in that person's hand?
Fried big ass ants.
Did your school ever make you eat crickets?
No, I didn't. We don't have the same experience. So your school is having you eat bugs?
That wasn't forced, but no, we went to a museum and we ate crickets.
The Eating Bugs Museum.
Yeah.
No, I had a funny thought this morning. By the way, you know what I listened to this morning on the way here? Larry David on Smartless, the podcast. And I would never recommend another podcast here because I need you guys to just subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. And I'm begging. Actually, you know what? We only need 35,000 of you to click subscribe. We needed 40 last week. So come on, you guys, 35,000 of you, get up out of your seat and click subscribe. You don't even have to get up out of your seat. You just click with your thumb. Anyways, the Smartless Podcast. Sometimes duds. Sometimes Larry David comes on. Like today when I was stuck in traffic for 25 minutes, I've never heard him laugh. He is out of breath laughing. Right at the beginning.
Who's making him laugh?
He's really good friends with Sean Hayes, which I didn't know that.
Sean Hayes was in Curb.
Yes, he was. He was the lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Will Arnett was talking about like how he was never on it. And Larry, every time he runs into Will Arnett, he's like, why won't you have come on Curb?
Yeah.
And Will Arnett is like, I would love to come on Curb.
Oh.
So they talked about that.
Did Larry ever formally ask? So that's probably why, if I had to guess, yeah.
He came on and he was like, I regret coming on this podcast already. And it was 5 minutes in.
Oh, I have to listen.
You have to. Oh my gosh, it's so good. But that made my day, my traffic situation bearable. And then I was thinking, I was eating a banana. And I was thinking,
you know they spike your testosterone?
That's why I'm such a beefcake.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
I have to stop eating them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And avocados.
I'll take your leftover bananas. My mom's obsessed with bananas. She's always been obsessed with bananas as like a full like
really?
Meal.
Really? Yeah. I like them just like in things, like an acai bowl or a smoothie.
Oh, when you
I'm not raw dogging.
When you put a banana in a smoothie, it's like that's a banana
it's
smoothie.
It's literally
now.
No, it makes a smoothie.
You go in and the banana is kicking every of the fruit's ass in your smoothie.
It makes it good.
I'll
still be eating that. Yeah. It's fine.
You have to.
So what if I have a chin hair or eight?
So what if you're just one of the boys?
Yeah. I literally always have been.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. My mom was obsessed with bananas growing up. She'd always use bananas. And I remembered this morning, like my sister randomly one day being like, I love bananas. And we were old enough to where I thought this was unbelievably funny. My sister goes, I love bananas. I just like hate how they make your whole mouth and throat itch. I was like... I was like, what?
I feel that way about pineapple.
I was like, they don't. Like, they don't do that. They're not That's supposed really to do funny. That. And she's like, what? Still eats bananas.
Oh, yeah, she should. Pineapple does confirm do that, though, right?
Hurts your the roof of your hurts, mouth, right?
Okay.
No.
I thought pineapple because it's like so, I don't know if it's acidic or what. Your mouth can't handle the chemical as well as your GI tract. Can
yeah
oh it's just like something hurts. It's a tingly sensation. Yeah, acidic,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. My mouth kind of goes numb when I eat
it's
pineapple.
There's definitely Ryan, maybe you have something that
maybe you have COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, you're my tongue and also the roof of my mouth. Oh, it's so nice when like you're experiencing something medically that other people
and it's
too.
A universe almost universal
I
experience.
Love that.
It's like welcome brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, that does feel good. You're yeah. Right.
Oh my God. What? You know what's actually the best feeling in the world that happened to me the other day? Huh. The best feeling in the world, besides showering after a beach day, waking up
in the morning, thinking about so many things.
Or like too early. Like I woke up at like 4:30 the other day, And like, if it was a day like today where I had to get up at like 7:30, it's just like, I'm up.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do anything. Went back to sleep.
Whoa.
At seven something. Could sleep till like, till I woke up. Slept till like 10. There is really no better feeling than knowing you don't have to get out of bed after you've been up in the middle of the night and having the freedom to just conk back out.
Conk back out.
With no limits. Ooh, a limitless nap.
That's death.
No, like knowing that you don't have to set an alarm.
Oh.
The best feeling in the world. Where it's like, theoretically, I could stay in bed till I wake up tomorrow morning. Heaven on earth.
This packet, Brooke?
Yeah.
Is like the never-ending packet.
What is that? Like, would
Colostrum.
I be? Oh.
But.
How's that working for you?
I'm listening to your whole story, and then I'm like, there's still some coming out. You see it too? Okay, good. Okay.
Is it working for you? What's it supposed to do?
It's immune situation. Yeah. I haven't gotten sick, so that's good.
That is good.
I don't know. I'll try anything. Truly.
I know. You know what I was listening to here, which I've been listening to for a week straight, which unfortunately is the best song in the world?
Daddy, I Love Him.
No.
But Daddy, I Love Him.
That is, I want to circle back to that, but not that one.
Go on.
Summer Love
by Justin Timberlake. Yep.
Oh.
Rick, I also listened to that recently. It's so weird.
G.
Boom. Boom, 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 boom,
when
boom,
he goes,
boom.
Tell me how you got that pretty little face on that pretty little frame.
Girl.
That is like feeling of my orthopedic ear cleaner. Like there's an, ooh.
It does. It scratches the right.
Like, tell him. Now.
Tell him.
Let a bitch know how you got that pretty little face on the pretty little frame, girl.
Sit down. Tell me. How'd you get that pretty little face on that pretty little frame? To be honest, it makes total sense because it's probably a good fit.
Right. It actually seems like
completely common sense. Tell me how you got your big old head on that tiny little body. That would make sense.
Right. Like, tell me how your like slim body is supporting your slim face.
Tell me about your weird body. What's going on with that?
Pretty little face on the.
Tell me about your horror
girl.
Tell me how you got that horribly disfigured upper body, girl.
See, that just doesn't sound as good.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't roll off the tongue like pretty little face on that pretty little frame.
Tell me how that pretty little face on that pretty little frame. Lyrics, good.
Good. In terms of lyrics, solid.
Good. That it goes. It takes like a real lyricist to just put that out. Be like, it's fine. Brooke and Connor in 20 years probably will have to break down my lyrics and decide that really not groundbreaking.
I actually like what is the word for something that scratches an itch you didn't know you had?
Pleasing. What is it called?
It's like more than that.
It's good. It feel good.
Yes.
It feel good.
Yes. It feel good.
Oddly satisfying is what I was thinking.
But it's just like full body chills, I guess, is what I'm looking for. But
yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Like, I mean, he could have probably said anything to that tune. Girl would have to be in there.
Yeah.
Girl would have to be in there.
Just to make sure everyone knows who he's talking to.
Yeah. Yes. But before that, anything goes.
Yeah. Have you seen that Zendaya interview where she's like this and it's her and Tom Holland before they were dating and you can't hear what they're saying, but she's like trying to make a joke and she's like,
oh yeah.
And he laughs the first time and then she's like, and he's not looking and she goes,
yeah. What made you think of that?
She locks back in because I was doing the Justin Timberlake dance thing. I like running to Justin Timberlake. He's got a good beat. I like the beat.
Yeah. Tell me how you got that pretty little hat on that pretty little head. That works just as well.
Girl.
Like you could really do anything with it. I'm going to do some of that. I don't want to keep going, but I will probably keep going in the privacy of my own home later.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode, Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to those jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yup. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They've got pieces like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
Yeah, the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I can vouch. I got on their website yesterday. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
Me too. You guys know, if there's one thing about me, Connor, what is it that you know that I love?
You love your boyfriend, hoodie.
Mm-hmm. From Quince. Not only is it super comfy and the material is so soft, but it also was super affordable, giving me that luxury feel for a fraction of the price. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/BNC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/BNC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/BNC.
Speaking of Zendaya,
yeah,
she's that new movie Challengers coming out.
I'm so excited to see it.
I can't tell. Are they having a threesome in every scene? Are they having a threesome? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah. Or it's not the whole thing. I think it's basically that there was like a love triangle at the beginning.
Basically.
And she hooked up with one of them first. And then she actually does end up with the other one. But the boys were best friends. And then it's all complicated. And there's tennis too.
This is a tennis movie about thruples. Oh my gosh, they're doing mixed doubles.
You know what's crazy is when a movie is not originally based on a book.
Yeah.
This one's just like was made out of thin air.
I know. I think that's
a screenplay.
Talk about itching something that needs to be scratched. Also, I know these two guys are famous. I don't know them. So like I'm personally excited to see two people that I'm not familiar with in a film, and they've got weird faces. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wait, yeah. That Mike faced, I saw him in Dear Evan Hansen. Like he was on Broadway. He played a gentleman named Connor.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. E-R-O-R. Like
he actually, can you look up Mike Face, Dear Evan Hansen? Because I was terrified of him due to his hair at the time.
See? There is something when an actor looks a little weird where it's like, I know you're talented. I know you have a talent that's going to blow my mind.
Because
he really has to make up for looking like a mouse.
No, he could be a Barry Keoghan. Depending on how I feel about his performance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really sure familiar with the other one. Yeah, I have a feeling he is.
Josh O'Connor, I think is his name.
That sounds right. I get confused between him and Callum Turner.
Oh, the other dude in the movie, Challengers. I want to say, one, excited for this movie.
I'm going on Thursday night with a group and no one's sitting with each other.
Wow, that's incredible.
Because we couldn't get seats next to each other. Everyone's in completely different rows spread out amongst the theater. I'll be between two randos.
It's going to be parallel play.
I kind of hate that.
You're going to be at like daycare.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So it comes out on Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I want to see it.
You want to come?
No, because I couldn't sit by myself.
I don't think I can either.
Yeah.
But in a situation like that, like maybe there's a lot of other people who are going by themselves and I can find the opportunity to ask to switch, which I won't do, of course, but in theory I could.
You know what I'm excited about with this movie? The resurgence of tennis in our society. I feel really guilty about my departure from the tennis community because I was a big tennis player and then I went to pickleball. And I feel I lost myself when
you'll
I started playing
me.
Pickleball.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I doing? No, tennis is back. Tennis is back. Catch me on the courts this summer.
Is pickleball like a workout? Would you consider?
Yeah, I would say so. If you play like 15 games.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tennis,
tennis is for sure.
When you start playing tennis again and you're playing singles and you start realizing the court is massive, you know, we minimize the court because that's just what we do. We minimize things. We love making things smaller. No, I'm getting an iPhone Pro Max tennis match going this summer. Catch me on the courts.
I'd love to learn how to play tennis. I can't make contact with the ball.
I'm sure you could.
Yet.
It's a
no,
bigger.
No, I can't. Yet.
The whole thing is bigger. The racket's bigger. The ball's smaller. The court is bigger.
I have the tennis yips.
Oh. You know what would fix that? A lesson. A lesson would be fun.
I think that could actually make it worse.
It's fun to take tennis lessons. Baby Reindeer is the other show I've been watching. I was going to talk
about
that.
What is that?
So Baby Reindeer is written by someone. Who is it? Something Gad.
Josh Gad?
Not Josh. It's written by Richard Gadd. Can you type in Richard Gadd? I need to find out who this man is. Because apparently it's a true story. Okay? And he's the main character, it turns out. So that's what he looks like. Is he a comedian? Okay. Yes. So it's a true story. I'm imagining since he's the lead character and stuff, like it must be identical to his. Like it's not like he wrote it and handed it to someone. It is. And he's like, this is a true story. This happened to me. And it's, I saw the speculation before I watched the show and I started it last night and I like couldn't turn it off.
What's it on?
Frick, what's it on? Netflix. It is called Baby Reindeer and it's about his like first stalker. And it is scary.
That sounds good.
It's really good.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And it's
good.
Funny and he's a comedian. It shows like his growth and stuff. It is unsettling. I watched 3 episodes last night, 40 minutes.
Is it like a stalker that's in love with him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And so everyone now, I guess, like the discourse online is everyone's like, oh, it's a true story. They're trying to go through his career and his timeline of like who each of the characters is.
Yeah.
And like his stalker. And he's having to go on and be like, you are not going to find this person. Stop like speculating on this stuff. It's like crazy though that's like so real that he's like, stop.
Is it, he's a comedian. Is it at all funny or is it?
Yeah, it's funny.
So it's funny and like dramatic, scary.
It would be like really, really funny if they didn't add the music that's like.
Jaws.
No, it's like what would play if you're at like Chernobyl, like it's like Chernobyl noise background.
You know what's actually the scariest background music of everything in like a Criminal Minds-esque show when like the murderer is like doing something
room?
Scary.
Oh.
No, not even in the room, just kind of like working at his work table station and they start playing like older, like Frank Sinatra.
Brooke, yeah.
That's bad. You know, that's what gives me the willies to the gods.
You know what always freaked me out so bad I would have to turn off the TV, and this is a big thing to turn off SpongeBob for? Tiny Tim.
I forget. Wait. Yeah. I hate that.
And then look up a picture of Tiny Tim. I dare you. Close your eyes if you're scared on YouTube.
I don't think I have. I will.
This is the scariest person that's ever walked the earth.
What's Tiny Tim's story?
You think he passed on?
Okay, but what was his life story?
Troubled, I imagine. Let's see.
Was he a singer?
Wait, can we look at his the way it broke up his thing? Okay, early
What's
years, singing
for?
Carrie, God Bless Tiny Tim, the peak of popularity, Martin Sharp collaborations, personal life, death, posthumous releases, honors and awards. Wow, I figured there'd be like when he murdered 12 people.
What's his, you know, what's his thing? Personal life. He was married three times.
Wow, there's a pot for every love.
I literally can't get a boyfriend and Tiny Tim's doing 3 marriages. Perfect.
Well, he was married to then 17-year-old Victoria Borblinger. Also known as Miss Vicky,
that's like horrifying.
At age 37.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Marrying a 17-year-old.
What is his height?
He has to be 6'4 also.
Oh, I thought he was like 4'11.
When did he die? Oh.
Oh my God. That's when I was born. Imagine if...
Welcome back, Tiny Tim. Oh my God, Brooke.
Oh, he's 6'1? Oh.
Oh, Brooke. Brooke. Died. Tiny Tim died in 1996. Brooke Averick born 1996.
Well,
welcome back, Tiny Tim.
We don't know when. What? When is his birthday?
If it's your exact birthday,
no, it won't be. It's not my birthday.
Not even close.
Yeah, we good.
We good. Well, well like, no, you maybe met like in passing while you're in the womb.
I'm sorry, but like this is what I've been trying to say, and I've been trying to find a like politically correct way to say it, but I. Like what? Like what's wrong with Tiny Tim?
I'm not able to answer.
Like what's wrong?
He's scary. I think that's
like why is he? What's wrong?
He's scary.
Sorry, I feel horrible.
Oh,
medical condition.
Tiny Tim has been the subject of medical detective work to establish his medical condition via Brooke. Tiny Tim is believed to have had rickets, tuberculosis,
wait, what's rickets?
Polio, and cerebral palsy.
Wait,
sheesh.
What? What's
He's
rickets?
Kind of like a hardcore survivor. A disease of children caused by vitamin D deficiency characterized by imperfect calcification, softening, and distortion of bones, typically resulting in bow legs.
What's bow legs?
Like this.
Oh, I think he has that.
Yeah. Oh no,
it's actually the opposite.
Wow. You know who low-key has bow legs?
The outward facing leg?
Yeah.
Do I know them?
You are now one of my elite employees.
You love that woman.
That person has bow legs.
I haven't noticed.
It's like such a perfect character development for
speaking
that character.
Of legs,
that I don't know if they're, yeah.
This could not be a more perfect segue.
Yeah.
E.T.?
Go ahead.
Saw this on TikTok. E.T. was played by a man without legs.
Like, you couldn't have cast a more perfect E.T.
I just thought he was a robot.
Nope. He's played by Matthew Demerit. Thank you, Matthew Demerit.
Why is no one talking about Matthew Demerit? He's the star of the show.
There's a boy next to him with no legs as well.
No, that's Matthew Demerit.
Oh.
I think he's standing next to like an E.T. like statue.
So that young man is Matthew Demerit?
I would assume so.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Matthew Demerit.
I see.
I would assume if it's the caption is happy birthday Matthew Demerit with one boy in the photo.
I thought like, Matthew was in the costume.
Just like with another boy with no legs.
He probably had a large fan base of boys with no legs. He's probably a lot of people's idols.
I think E.T. was actually played by three people. Matthew, robot, what was the third? Okay, what's going on here?
All of these people have no legs and played E.T. Two little people.
I'm confused.
Tamara Dutroux and Pat Ballone, as well as 12-year-old Matthew Demerit. Wow.
Three actual people.
Way to make space for someone without legs. That was a good job of them back then.
Yeah.
Including two little people.
Yeah.
That was like nice. Good job. How about how tiny and little Drew Barrymore was in that? Talk about
a
child actor.
Yeah, she was a young girl for sure. She was like, what was she, seven?
Probably. No, oh, she was like two. Four.
Oh, she's so cute.
That is crazy that's the woman with the talk show.
You know what? She really looks the same. Seven.
7-year-olds don't look like everyone looked so much older back then. Well, that's not, like a 7-year-old now is like wearing Drunk Elephant products.
Yeah.
Is like
that Steven Spielberg,
stealing from
that
Sephora.
Man? Mm-hmm. Pretty.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's Matthew Demerit in the back if you were confused. Just to make sure we're clear on that.
Yeah. I have to tell you about my other new favorite song.
Hit me.
You haven't heard the Linger cover. I don't know like if this is just like something that I've been seeing nonstop or it like is truly like viral, viral, viral. I think it is viral, viral, viral. There's these two young men, Royal Otis, who sing a cover of Linger by the Cranberries. And it is literally talk about
scratching an itch
that you didn't even know existed. This is the best
itching
cover.
A scratch. I said itching a scratch. You said scratching an itch. Conundrum or whatever.
That's true.
Race car.
Palindrome.
Palindrome.
A little.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Sorry, just something I noticed.
No, that is very cool. Thank you for flagging.
Flagging?
Yeah.
I'll flag another thing later.
Connor, this cover could change your life.
Hit me.
Before can we play you, it or can, no?
Well, I'll tell you about this after.
Damn.
Oh, yeah. So I went through such a heavy, like, Linger cover. Do you want to see this TikTok I posted and deleted? Because I was like, I had had a couple drinks and I was in bed, like, crying to all of these covers. And I was like, I'm going to post this. No. I deleted it immediately when I posted. I was like, why would I post that?
So I have decided that I'm going to pass away.
Watching every cover of Linger by the Cranberries at 1:15 a.m. on March 2nd.
Let that rip. So let's just see what happens. Post it out.
So I've decided that I'm going to pass away.
It's funny. Throw that up.
I look drunk.
So?
It has one like. It's me.
Aww.
Yeah, you have to.
Like you have to be stuff. Your biggest supporter if you want to be successful.
So I have decided that I'm going to pass away. So.
So?
Yeah, because I was like in bed and I was like watching all the who did this insane one?
I guess probably Royal Otis.
Bonus. No, it was this girl and she's playing on a guitar.
Oh.
So why were you holding her? Do you know that the girl who sang that, and I'm forgetting her name?
Cranberry?
Linger. What's her name?
Cranberry.
She died. Sorry, she died. What's her name?
I don't know.
Dolores O'Riordan.
Yeah.
Dolores O'Riordan.
I was about to say.
I've only read it. I've never said it out loud. She passed away, which is so sad. But she was like 17 when she wrote and performed that song.
That's crazy.
Is that insane?
It's insane.
It's insane. I don't think it we makes have me many feel... of those people anymore like that. That's like a...
I think we do. No, do we don't.
Do we?
They're on TikTok.
Yeah. Powerhouse, this woman.
She really was. That is such a good song. Wait, what's the other Cranberry song that's so good?
Dreams.
Yeah, how's that go?
Frick, I'm going to have to look it up.
Dream. Give me the lyrics. Let me see if I could put it to the melody. Okay.
I have it saved on mine.
Okay.
Wait, ooh. I almost played it. Hang on. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how it goes. Oh, yeah. Oh, my life is changing every day. And in every possible way. Oh, my dream.
And every...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Good job. That's exactly correct.
Thank you.
In every possible way.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
And it's really good.
Love, love,
those
love.
Those songs are perfect when you're in a cab pulling up to a new city and you're looking out the window.
I can't think of a situation where those two songs wouldn't be perfect. Club, bring it.
Yeah, it would be like, in every possible way. Hey, 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 hey. Had them apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Do linger.
Do you have to? Do you have to? Do you have to? You.
Connor, that's really good.
I know. Me and Cody need to collab.
You really do. You've got an ear for it.
I know. That was good. Those are both pretty decent.
More than
that's like the beauty of the high school DJ. Like, if you have a high school DJ that came to every single one of your homecomings and proms, like, they had a knack for that kind of stuff. They were like, we need to keep these kids. They're so horny. They're the horniest they'll ever be. They're drinking Rockstar energy drinks before they discontinued them. And they need to grind train, and then they need to dance with their crush. But then they're ready to get, like, the ones that are ready to get back on the dance floor, they need to drop it low. You know, then they have to have a Journey song.
Grinding is so insane when you really take a step back and look at it through the middle school lens. Like, I can't believe that was just, like, a universal experience that we did in front of our teachers. Brooke. Like, that's inappropriate.
Brooke, I always think about Mike Birbiglia every single time we talk about our teachers and grinding and stuff, because when Alana Glazer asked him, did you jerk off to your students? And he goes, you have to.
In Broad City?
Yeah, he goes, we all do. You have to.
I vaguely remember that.
You know what would be so funny?
Hmm.
Picturing us grinding right now.
Yeah.
But with the sound of Squidward walking. Oh, I thought it was funny.
No, we could definitely workshop something.
Wait, can you grind on the
I'm
low
like
key?
Really like scared of grinding.
Okay, I'll do it.
Anytime anyone tried to come up behind me to school dance, I'd run to the bathroom. Can you play it? That actually is my favorite TikTok you've ever made.
Me grinding?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
It's just the craziest concept.
I'll leave you with this. This is something that's been plaguing me recently.
Tell me.
Recently, there's been a lot of people that have like texted me that I'm not like super close with, haven't talked to in years. Hey, I'm going to be in town this week. I'm going to be in LA this week.
Congrats.
Great. Enjoy it. Do you want me to alert the press?
Right.
That you're going to be in town this week? We don't talk ever.
Right.
We're friends. We sometimes respond fire emoji to your story. But we don't need to be anything more than that.
Mm-hmm. Connor, couldn't agree with you.
Especially more. LA, because like, where are you saying? Silver Lake? Great.
Okay.
That's worse than
you. That's not That's not the same state as far as.
That's worse than you being in Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, we have a better chance of hanging out if you were still in New York.
Yeah. Completely agree.
It's blowing my mind how often that seems to be happening. Anyways, maybe I sound like a huge dick.
No, I mean, no one likes to get that text.
Hey, I'm going
to
be in town.
Yeah. Okay.
Very cool.
Very cool. You can go ahead and throw that up on your Facebook status.
Okay. All right.
Well, let me really quickly say something about the Taylor Swift album.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Because that's relevant.
It is.
Listen to it once or listen to a few songs, just kind of shuffled quickly. Thought, don't like it. Everything sounds the same. Everything kind of sounded like Lana to me, which love Lana, but like it's been done, you know? So I kind of was like, I'm not interested. Then I started kind of hearing the music on TikTok over and over again, specifically that one.
Daddy, I
love him about Maddie Healy. Then I said, you know what? I'll give this one an additional listen. Best song I've ever heard. Best song I've ever heard. And it's inspiring me to branch out more into the album. There's a couple others I like too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's definitely people immediately first day going like, this is fucking unbelievable. I'm like, either you're on Adderall, like an insane amount of Adderall. How'd you listen to 31 songs and then decide like which one's your favorite? It's definitely a listen a couple times thing. Mm-hmm. The initial, I think I was leaving one of the shows. I can't remember. I think it must have been Boston.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it because the shows didn't end until 2 a.m. And I was like, I'm not going to listen to this thing. So I downloaded it for my flight so I could listen to it.
Oh.
And it was the only thing I downloaded. And then the flight didn't have Wi-Fi. So I literally gave it my best try. Lost me at, we stayed up and talked about how Charlie Puth should be a better artist. Lost me. Sorry. Bye.
Connor. That one lost me too.
Lost me.
That one lost me too.
I can agree that she's a lyrical genius.
We
all have some misses. We all miss sometimes.
I'm like, to me, that's like, how'd that make it through so many
Jack
people?
Antonoff.
It's just like, that's not.
Jack Antonoff was asleep.
I'm not singing along to that.
No.
But Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah.
You know that one? Mm-hmm. Have you kind of really listened to it?
It's good. I saw also TikToks about
but
it.
But I'm like, I really am obsessed with like, the end when she talks about the fans and how just like annoying they were, and how she's like, you can talk on and on and on and tire yourself out. Guess what? I don't know who you are. I loved that.
I like that too.
Yeah. And guess what? You only drove me and Maddie closer together.
I like how like she just did some stuff and then was like, I guess I'll release a full album about my past 2 years. It's great. She's printing money.
This is the first time I've ever like I was invested in the storyline in real time. So that kind of makes it exciting to listen to those specific songs.
For sure.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the one that's like the
smallest.
That's
like listening. It's literally like listening to a podcast.
No, it
like,
is.
Oh, I see you all over the place. You're doing this. It's like, I want to hear what happened at, you know, in New York on all those nights. What were you doing in New York? And it's like, well, I'll tell you. If you buy my limited edition signed vinyl, only available at Target, #ad.
Did she release like the original vinyl that people pre-ordered and then release a second one?
Of course.
I saw people that were mad about that.
Yeah, Billie Eilish, I guess, was talking.
Oh, she was? Oh, I didn't know that. She's always talking shit.
Yeah.
On her friends.
On her close friends that were all a part. We're all a part of it. We're all a part of it.
Yeah.
I think we're all a part of Billie Eilish's close friends.
Except.
All right. I have to pee. Like, I'm going to get a UTI.
Okay. I'll let you go.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you all.
Please subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to our channel.
Tell me how you press that pretty little button that says subscribe, girl.
Yes.
Okay. Yup.
Good circle back. Bye, guys. Yep.
This week on Close Friends.
You're a project to me. I love fixing girls.
Don't judge.
I have to.
That's genius.
This pilot is a freak. Certified A1 freak. Are you tube stein? You tell me you neutered, girl? Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.